How's it going?
I believe my bowels are healthier than Matt's.
Check a one.
Welcome to the Patcast, the most random podcast on all the internet.
Hello and welcome to the Patcast.
Episode 70!
Woohoo! I am Patrick Mahan, host of the Patcast, broadcasting live at the Potoon Studios, Chattanooga, Tennessee, on tonight's Pat panel. To my left, introduce yourself, sir.
This is Matt Davis.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm hanging in there.
Very good to see you.
As always.
You're looking fine, as always, but I've got one thing to say. Lose his shirt.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is this the first nudity of the Patcast?
Yeah, first shirtless Patcast I think I've ever seen. Ooh. Our next guest is staring intently into what's happening. Introduce yourself, guest number two, to my right.
Hello, my name is Dr. Kenny Shelton.
How you doing, Dr. Kenny?
I'm doing well, Patrick. How are you?
Doing just fine. Tell me about your day.
My day started like an hour ago.
1 hour ago? So you've been sleeping all the day. I would like to remind our listeners that it is 8:55 p.m.
That's not true, actually. I had class today. I forgot. I took a nap, though, so.
Yeah, well, that counts.
Let's move on.
We're going to move on. What are you eating right there?
Goobers.
Goobers. Snack of choice tonight. Shout out to Goobers.
Nestle makes Goobers.
Well, thank you, Nestle. You are keeping Dr. Kenny very fulfilled.
You're keeping my figure.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Well, we have a special edition of the Patcast tonight. The last two episodes were a joy. Episode 69. Overall thoughts?
Super sexy.
Super sexy. That was a sexy time we all had. Why are we losing a shirt tonight when we could have lost a shirt on that episode?
It seems like
a missed opportunity.
Mm.
Well, tonight's episode, this is a sequel to a past episode. This is No Topic 2.
Oh, I remember No Topic 1.
No Topic 1, back in 2008.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
Yeah, our sound quality has somehow gone down.
It's gone downhill since then, but we're picking it back up with this episode. We are going full steam ahead. No topic.
Right.
Nothing to even go off of.
No.
Nothing to start with. I would like to say, Coca-Cola, you should probably be making a ton of money because you're putting names on bottles and people who see their name want to buy it because of their name, even if they don't drink Coke. What are your thoughts, Matt?
Well, I think that's 100% accurate.
Dr. Kenny?
My name's not on a Coke bottle, so I'm not feeling this.
You don't see Dr. Kenny anywhere?
No.
No.
No. They should, though, make prefixes. They should make Mr., Mrs., Doctor.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Senior.
Now, I don't know if this is a thing or not. Maybe you guys know. Is there a website like Coca-Cola? Do they have a website where you can go in and put in a name and order your own custom bottle?
Yeah, they do.
See, now that's genius marketing.
Yep.
It's a genius plan.
Yeah.
Their sales have probably gone way up this year.
Well, I'm sure they did some kind of consensus to figure out, like, the most popular names and then just printed a slew of these.
I'm sure. There's some I've been surprised about.
Like Tiara?
I've still not seen Patrick. I've seen two Pats.
Matt, have you found Matthew Frederick Tyler Davis?
All of them?
You should go on the lookout to
find your full name.
Find
all four. I think that'd be great.
Can't you look up and it'll tell you what's already in print?
Holy shit. We just said that.
Or, I thought you said you could go in and customize them. I thought they had an online...
Did you say customize?
I said customize.
Yeah, I thought there was a separate way. Like, you could go on and see what that's already in print.
Oh, no, folks, if you're listening, we've got genius ideas here.
Okay, yeah, that was wrong. You can't customize. Well, I don't actually know.
Do you remember hearing that thing about what was it? What was the name? Michael? That all those bottles were, like, sabotage? They had, like, fertilizer in them?
I heard about that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, wasn't it a girl who she either dated or was married to a guy named Michael?
No, that's bullshit.
No, it's true.
She worked at Coke.
That's bullshit.
So they had to recall like a bunch of the bottles.
This is classic urban legend material.
It does sound like urban legend.
It was on the news.
It does sound like urban legend.
Oh, Matt, do you believe everything you hear on the news?
Let me just go back to my Fox News app. Let me go ahead and clarify this.
I read it on the Drudge Report.
Oh, man.
The Onion is very reliable, okay?
What's the favorite song you've heard in the past week?
In the past week?
Yes.
Okay, I've been getting... There's like 5 or 6 songs in the top 40 right now that I love, which is like an all-time high for me.
Anything by Wham?
No.
Okay. And? They are. And what? What are those?
I don't really know the names of any of them.
All right.
They don't really tell you on top 40 radio. They don't really tell you what... who. You know,
which is a shame.
They'll say who.
Yeah. What's the point of a DJ? They're not going to tell you what's going on.
I don't think there's DJs anymore.
I know. There's Shazam. That's what's replaced the DJ.
Hey, all that iHeartRadio shit needs to go the way of the Dodo.
I agree.
That is the worst system. They, like, franchised radio, and they don't, like, they don't have any talk time.
Right.
But they still insist on doing talk segments.
Yep.
So, like, the first song will end, and they'll be like, oh, hey, man, that was Seether. Like, and then they'll go, did you hear about this weird, and then, like, the next song will start playing. Like, there's no time to fit in whatever they were going to talk about. But then they'll read some news story over the intro.
You'd be like, hey, did you know that if you're a certain height, you might get divorced?
Oh, God.
Stay tuned for the details.
Stay tuned.
Here's the next deep cut from Mudvayne.
There are no deep cuts on Clear Channel.
Well, and there's no deep cuts on Clear Channel.
Yeah.
But again, no Mudvayne deep cuts.
It's like Zeppelin. They're all on the radio. But, yeah, that is the strangest thing to me. That they still try to fit in the typical DJ speak?
Yeah.
Nothing. Terrible.
Very terrible. You don't know any of the songs that you're enjoying.
No, but I think at least 2 of them are by Ariana Grande.
What?
Yeah.
Like what?
I just said I don't know the names of the songs.
Oh, come on. We'll sing it.
There's the one where Iggy Azalea raps on it. It features a saxophone. Yeah, that's it.
Is that it?
But I know that doesn't help with the saxophone line because, like, there's, like, 9 songs on the radio right now with saxophones.
Yeah.
It's a very it instrument.
Yeah. Well, it stands out pretty heavy in that song.
Yes, it does.
You can just say saxophone and I pretty much kind of got it. So, okay.
That's a good song. Although it does kind of piss me off because it gets too repetitive. And I'm like, this beat is too good to throw away. Like, they didn't put much effort into this song, I feel like. And they could have really, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I should just take pop music for what it is and stop trying to fix it. But
so you're digging that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
So what do you think about Iggy Azalea?
I like Iggy Azalea.
I don't.
Actually, I don't listen to any.
I don't think I know any Iggy Azalea.
The only time I hear Iggy Azalea is when she raps.
You know, Fancy.
Fancy's the only one.
Did you watch the video?
And I probably yes. And I only know it because Charlie X. Yeah.
So did you know anything about that video before?
No, I didn't know anything about.
So
the
you
video.
Had no idea.
I had no idea, and that video's been out like a year.
Patrick had no idea about
Never
the Fancy video.
Seen it.
It's been out for a year?
Probably.
You're
kidding me.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Probably not. It's probably only been
There's
early
no
this
way.
Year.
I can't believe it. Isn't she wearing, like, pasties in that video or something?
No, it's the Clueless parody.
Yeah.
Whole video?
Yeah, it's like a shot for shot Clueless thing.
I haven't seen that video. The one I've seen where she's, like, climbing out of a pool and she's got, like, little...
Black Widow?
Is that Black Widow?
I don't know. I'm just looking at the top list. That's how I know what her songs are called.
Moving on.
I'll look it up here in a little bit.
There's another Ariana Grande song that I really like. No, it's weird because, like, usually, there's usually, like, maybe 2 or 3 songs on top 40 that I really like. And now it's like, I feel like I should be able to just turn on a top 40 station and hear a song I like. It still doesn't happen, of course.
Yeah.
I have to listen for, like, 15 minutes before I hear one of the songs I actually enjoy.
Ridiculous. My thing I've been noticing a lot lately is like if I listen to like top 40 for so long, you can listen to it for just like a few hours and you realize how monotonous it is.
Oh my god,
like
yeah.
Pattern. But I've noticed too that like it's almost like it's like top 40 has their individual stations. Like I feel like there's like a top, you know, there's like a top 40 for like rock 105 stuff. Like I mean, I know top 40's pop stuff.
Yes,
but
no, I get what you're saying.
There's like a similar kind of format.
Any radio station that plays new content has their own sort of, the labels are pushing the same few songs. But it's worse for country and rock and whatnot because there's not as much to go around.
Yeah.
With pop, people are just rushing to put out pop songs.
Exactly.
You know, they strike gold every now and then. But on like Rock 105, there's only like 5 songs at any given time that are new and radio worthy that labels are pushing. So it gets really monotonous really quick.
Yeah.
I realized that. I was listening to Rock 105 nonstop for a few months, and I realized how bad it was. Because they do that shit with, like, old songs.
Mm-hmm.
Go listen to Rock 105 for, like, a week. You'll hear Sabotage. Beastie Boys Sabotage at least 7 times. And it's like, guys, you've got like 30 years worth of music to play. I shouldn't hear the same song 7 times in a week.
When they were promoting for the iHeartRadio Festival like last year,
yeah,
and AWOL Nation was going to be there, right, they just started playing like stuff that doesn't even fall into their format. They started playing like more alternative songs.
Yeah.
And they would play AWOL Nation over like once every hour just because they were on that commercial for the iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Like,
I heard Royal Blood today on there, which they are more rock than alternative.
Right.
But I thought that was weird.
Yeah, they played Come On Over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. I was like, this is kind of odd.
The first time I noticed this was back in February, and they played Cage the Elephant.
They played Come A Little, what is it, Come A Little Closer?
Yeah, and I had to stop because I was like, did they change format?
I was seriously
confused for a while.
Because they played Arctic Monkeys.
Because then after that, they played like some old, so they played like Zeppelin. And so I was like,
So did somebody just show up to work one day and they're like, we'll play this song.
It leans a little more to rock too, though, those specific ones.
Well, could I call in and request, some Rival Sons?
Should. That's straight up rock. They should play Rival Sons. That's rock.
Yeah.
They're a modern classic rock band. They should play them.
You know what? Let's take a live call. Let's just call Rock 105.
That's what sucks, too, because I feel like
I thought it was out, but there was one stuck to the side of the box.
I could be wrong, but since I worked in radio a little bit, I feel like requests really don't matter. They're just going to stick to whatever they have played.
I think there's like a really small percentage that they're allowed to even play requests.
Well, if you're calling into top 40, your request is going to get on, because probably whatever you're requesting is going to get on.
Is already there, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how they, how they build the chart.
Yeah, that one time I worked, I did like a late night shift on Rock 105 and I went in and played some stuff, which I probably shouldn't have done, found out later. But I remember some guy called and requested something. I don't remember what it was. It might have been Blue Monday by Orgy. Can't remember. But he called back again like 15 minutes later, and he's like, dude, I've never had like someone play my song right after that. And I was like, well, there you go.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So I made one guy's night.
Yeah.
But I probably shouldn't have, because I think I might have taken out a song that should have stayed in the heavy rotation.
Right.
Of like whatever. Yeah, don't they have
like A songs and B songs?
Yeah, and they're like, we have to play these.
Right.
Because like the label or the management or whatever.
They hit the shit at the wall too. I mean, it's every radio station.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Isn't that? That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That just straight up bothers me.
Radio is not like a free flowing art form.
Yeah. You can just play what you want.
I don't understand why you can't.
A lot of people are making. That's how they make money. You know how hard it is to make money on the radio?
Yeah. Especially now.
Oh, God.
Plus, payola is still very much alive, man.
I don't know why you couldn't just have like a time frame where you could take requests. That's still not like cutting how much
Brad
money.
Steiner did that. Play anything you want at 9 o'clock back in the day.
Yeah,
it seems like an appropriate time to tell our fat boy story.
What? We have a fat boy story.
We called in to the 90s at 9.
That's true. We did.
We both got on the radio that night.
Yeah, we did. We both got on the radio.
So there was just one random night we went and parked. Somewhere.
We were in front of the Dunkin' Donuts on 153.
Yeah, this was in like 2006?
Yeah.
Probably 7?
7.
We'll say 7. This was 2007. So there was a program, 90s at 9, on 96.5 Mountain when it was alternative. So they would play all 90s at 9.
Yeah.
We were like, we're going to get on the radio. What did you request?
I called in and requested whatever Van Halen song came out with Gary Cherone.
Yeah, Van Cherone.
I specifically requested Van Cherone, and it made Fat Kid laugh, and so he played it. I don't remember the name of the song.
He played your request.
Patrick always knows what the name
is. It's called Without You.
Without You.
That was the one hit from Van Cherone, if you want to call it a hit.
And then Patrick called in and requested My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah, and I sang.
That's true. I sang. Fat Kid was like, can you sing it for it? I think he said, I'm not going to play it.
But will you sing it for me? So I sang it for him.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And he played it. So we were both on the radio within like an hour. Because we just sat in the parking lot.
Probably could have got on more.
Probably could have.
Probably
could have
kept calling on.
Yeah, we probably could have played a few more. I kind of wish we had requested some deep cuts.
So they just played you singing.
Yeah, I don't think he played the real song. Yeah, he just played me singing and then he went into something else, like Smashing Pumpkins or something.
That broke my streak, by the way, because the only time I'd been on the radio before that was... I'd been on 3 times, and every time it was requesting Kiss.
On KZ?
Yeah.
Request and kiss.
I wasn't on the radio, but they said my name. I won Sugar Ray's 1459 CD in 1999. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh yeah, we just gave it away. Sugar Ray's 1459. Oh, what's the guy's name? And like the music in the background just stopped. And it came right back in when he was like, Patrick Mahan, that's the guy's name. And I have it on a cassette somewhere. Cool, yeah. Matt, have you been on the radio?
Oh, man.
Surely.
It's been a long time. I'm trying to think of what the... Like, I've been on at least like once or twice. I think I made a request to KZ one time.
Four?
I think it was...
Clapton.
No.
Copperhead Road?
No, it wasn't.
Copperhead Road.
No,
it wasn't. It was like a joke. It was one time at the G-Spot, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but you didn't actually call in and get on with Copperhead Road.
Yes,
I think you did, yeah.
What?
Was I there? That sounds very familiar.
I don't know. I can't remember who was there, but I remember doing it.
Copperhead Road?
I think we were talking about it that night. I feel like that was before it was like a big thing, really, about all the rednecks calling in on like Friday nights. Yeah. Be like, ready for my Copperhead Road.
Ugh.
I remember calling in for it.
Whatever happened to the disc jockey, Fat Kid?
I have no idea.
Do you still affiliate with anybody from the radio station? Do you ever have a message from Riggs or anybody?
Oh, yeah, every now and then.
Every so often?
There was a guy named Mike who was on Kiss FM that I still talk to every now and then.
Really? Yeah. You talk to that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was like, those guys that worked for Kiss were really cool with me.
Wasn't his friend the one who did the podcast bumper stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did all that stuff.
It was Mike's friend? I thought it was Riggs' friend.
No, it was Mike's friend.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Riggs might have known the guy, too. I don't know.
Oh.
This was after he left, though. He moved to Chicago, I think. And he's still in Chicago, I believe.
It's weird how long we went without a top 40 station in this town.
It is weird.
It was like 4 years, 3 years, something like that.
It was not that long.
It wasn't that long?
No, it was a year.
It was a year?
It was less than a year. It was June of 07.
Yeah.
Was when they pulled the plug.
On 96.5. Kiss.
Yeah, 96.1
Kiss.
Yeah, and then 96.5 came around that February after, by the way.
Oh, well, never mind.
It felt like years, but it was like 8 months.
What was the station that they pulled the plug on?
98.1 Kiss FM.
Okay, so it was still Kiss FM.
Then it became the Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before Kiss, it was Star 98?
I guess.
Sure.
I remember Star 98 was big when I was like middle school, going into high school.
They pulled the plug on it right after I started working there. And all those guys that worked there were the ones I was like really cool with. Sean Stewart, who's on 96.5 now, I'm still friends with him.
Yeah.
And I met up with him in New York like a year ago.
Oh, really?
Up there, yeah, cause he's from there, so he would come up there a lot. So one time we met up for like a drink. But he's on the nights on 96.5.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he was Shrek when he was on 98.1, but he was only on there for like 2 months. And he came from New York.
Yeah.
And then they let everybody go from 98.1.
Okay, so is that
so
the whole...
So then he got a job and pretty much replaced Fat Kid.
Right.
At 96.5.
I really wasn't a big fan of Fat Kid.
I wasn't either at first, but then he did the 90s and 9, so I was like, alright, I guess I'll deal with it.
Yeah, I remember him going by Shrek, and then he went to... Yeah, he's still
on. I actually had to go dress up in a Shrek costume at Ruby Falls.
Who did?
Him. When I worked at the station. I don't know if you guys remember that. Or if I told anybody that.
Was this during Halloween or something? Why else would they do
a
remote at Ruby Falls?
It was in like... Because I started working there in January. And Kiss FM was pulled in May. So it was probably April. Because Shrek came down in like March or April. Right before they pulled the plug.
Yeah.
Don't remember what the connection was as to why. I mean, I guess I just had to dress up like Shrek because his name was Shrek.
I forget these were all, but you did. Okay, time out. So you didn't have any affiliation with any of the Mountain people.
No, Mountain was a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that's right.
So I didn't know Jason or Brad over there. Yeah.
Which may be a good thing.
I don't know. Brad's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, let's hear that story. It's Dr. Not... Kenny, I hear you were at Brewfest.
I wasn't actually. I was at Brewfest.
Brewfest a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And?
I was stopping to get a beer, and I looked to my right, and I saw who I thought to be Brad Steiner. So I said, hey, are you Brad Steiner? And he said, yeah, I am. And then I introduced myself, and then we started talking, and then that was the rest of my night. Or that, not the rest of my night, but that was the next, like, 20 or 30 minutes of my night. was just talking to Brad Steiner.
Matt, were you watching this from afar? Where were you?
No, I was completely lost.
I was actively trying to get Matt's attention while I was talking to Brad Steiner. Because I could see him, and I was like, look over here. Nothing. I tried, though. Random people were coming up to Brad. Like, oh, hey, Brad. And he would be like, hey, man, have you met my good friend Craig?
So you guys are good friends?
Yeah. According to him, this one person he told, we went to prom together. Not together, but together.
Got it.
Yeah.
Did he give you advice?
He tried to convince me to drop out of school.
Okay. Good advice.
Yeah. And he introduced me to some friends of his who worked at one of the breweries.
Girls?
There was a girl.
One girl.
And a woman.
Wow. All
right. Go on.
No, that's it. I'm done. Aww. Then I saw Barrett Bourne. I got out of there.
So that's the random history of Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Radio history.
Yeah. Sure.
Random radio history.
Yeah. That was my brief 2-year experience in my dabble in radio, which I wish I could have done a little more in. But like I said,
just like the sands of time, so are the days of our lives.
The days of our lives.
Boy, we slowed down a lot in that radio segment.
Do we need a break?
Yes.
The podcast comes back. More after this next thing.
Oh my. You caught me again. I'm Matt Davis, owner of Matt Davis Body Scrub. Want to hear a secret? I'm releasing a new product for the 7th anniversary of my personal hygiene line. Sometimes body scrub isn't enough to pleasure one's needs. That's why I'm here to tell you about Matt Davis Man Lube.
Man Lube.
You have to feel it to believe it. But don't worry, ladies, I'm not leaving you out this time. I'm also releasing Matt Davis Man Lube for women.
For women.
It'll make that big moment feel even
bigger.
So the secret's out. Go ahead and lube up. But always remember, it's not the size of the product that matters. It's how you use it.
This is the Padcast. The Padcast. Waking up the screwball in all of us. And putting to bed those filthy rumors of horseradish.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a brand new Padcast game. It's called Can Dr. Kenny Name That Top 40 Hit? Here's the first one. Who is it?
I don't know. It's not Sia, is it?
Nope.
I don't know then.
It's Keza.
Fuck! I knew that! Have you seen this video?
No.
I like that video.
I haven't seen it. Are you kidding me? I haven't seen any movie.
I actually do know this video.
Next one. That she's singing, oh, I don't know when my love,
my heart is so cold. I have no idea.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Next. I'm in the desert.
Five.
Yep. Very good. All right. Here is another one.
No clue.
Katy Perry.
That was Katy Perry?
Yep. I never heard of it either. That was Katy Perry. On to the next one. They've always been so kind. Never brought you. Stolen Dance? Milky Chance.
I just
like that it rhymes. Do another one?
Alright. Yeah. I can never remember their names, but it's name and name.
Yeah, Nico and Vince.
Nico and Vince, yeah. I know what the album cover looks like. Singing in the shower.
Singing in the shower. Yeah. It's just called Shower. It's Becky G.
Becky G.
Not to be confused with any other Beckys.
Don't forget that name, by the way.
Yeah. It's gonna be your Becky J. Alright, you ready for another one?
Yep. I know what this is. Is that fucking awful Sam Smith?
Here you go. got it. Sam Smith.
I really don't like Sam Smith.
Well, that was Name That Top 40 Hit with Dr. Kenny.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.